يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello and welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. We talk about characteristics of the pious ones using the sermon of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, regarding the pious. In this section, we talk about self-control and self-punishing. Let me, as an introduction, refer to a point, and that point is the fact that in the teachings of Islam, using the blessings and taking pleasure from the blessings, is not forbidden. Quran says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ Say, who has forbidden the ornaments that Allah has created for His servants? وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ And pure sustenance that Allah has created. قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Say, it is for their benefit, for the benefit of the believers in this life, and especially for them in the hereafter. You see that using ornaments and benefits and blessings of this world and pleasure is not negated. We are allowed to use the allowed things, the things that are not forbidden, and the pleasure out of it is allowed. Therefore, the pious ones, they are free to manage their life and control their life, and to in order to reach to the goals, to manage what to do and give the priority to what. One thing that Imam says here is, if the soul doesn't want to obey and does not want to regard the allowed and forbidden things, then they educate themselves through punishment. They don't give the thing that the soul wants, the nafs, and the thing that the nafs is eager to reach. I'm referring to the benefits of this life. They ban it until they come to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is said, we read in other passage of the same sermon, that nafsuhu minhu fi ta'ab, the soul of the pious is in agony and suffer from himself, and wannasu minhu fi raha, and the people are at ease from his actions. This is the thing that the pious ones, they have control over their actions. In the other way, in the opposite, we have the people who are called in the Quran mutraf. It means they are fond of pleasure. Pleasure is the goal for them. In the Quran it says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ. The people who don't have a good position in the hereafter, they are the same people who were the well-to-do people, and they were fond of pleasure, fond of eating and benefiting from the benefits of life. وَكَانُوا يُسَرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْثَ الْعَظِيمِ. And even they used to perform the forbidden acts to take pleasure, more and more pleasure. These two are totally against each other. There are some people who are mutraf, excessive usage of the world and the worldly things in order just for pleasure and benefit. And the other way is a pious person who uses the blessings of this world in order to get to a higher goal, and that is the hereafter. Let me share with you a point that some of the learned learned ones have said, that they recommend when you stand up to perform Namaz Shab, the night prayer and supplications, it is recommended to eat something, a small amount of delicious food or something, in order to encourage yourself. Now that you have come out of the bed and you washed your face and hands and made a kind of wuzu, and you are ready to say prayers, you give a gift to yourself and eat something, date or grape or something. Therefore, you have to manage yourself, and if your soul obeys, then give a gift, and if does not obey, you punish yourself. And it is a control from inside. And when the pious person performs this kind of control, by itself, performance of control gives a feeling of power over oneself. And the person becomes stronger and stronger in controlling the actions. Therefore, Imam says, if his self refuses to endure a thing which it does not like, he does not grant its request towards what it likes. So it is the balance that they perform and the balance they make in the giving the pleasure or not giving, and they control themselves and manage their actions. There is a saying of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, about the pious people and the people who are at the height of taqwa. It says, "Istalanu mastaw'arahu al-mutrifun." They have made soft the thing that others find to be difficult. The same thing that people feel very rough and difficult to do, they have made it soft and easy to do for themselves. If you look at them, you see they have a simple life. They use the benefits and pleasures of life, but in a certain way and a certain amount and controlled way, And this is difficult for many people to have a simple life and to do activities that sometimes seems to be difficult and rough. It is difficult to stand up at the midst of night from the bed and perform prayers, or it is difficult to give away money and benefits to others. But they do it. They make it simple for themselves. And the Imam says it is an easy transaction and trade that Allah has made it easy for them. Therefore, one of the characteristics of the pious ones is control, to set control over their action and to use the desired and undesired things to control themselves. God willing, we all perform this kind of control in order to make a good person out of ourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على